right now. I think that this is a rebuke to President Obama. Liz Peek, is it a plus for Donald Trump?
Actually, going back to the Obama thing, when he went to England and made those comments and sort of weighed in, most people really didn't think that was appropriate for him to be encouraging the English to vote in the to stay in the EU. Interestingly, the polling shifted right then after his comments to remain. I mean, to exit. So whatever impact he had was exactly the opposite of what he had set out to do. And maybe the English also thought it was a bit overreaching of President Obama to tell them what they should be doing. As far as Donald Trump is concerned, look, he's a disruptor.
He's the
anti-establishment populist character who is now being derided by every establishment elite in the country. And I think, to Peter's point, I think there is an analogy here, for sure.
Well, there's a parallel, isn't there?
Totally. And if Donald Trump were smart going forward in the campaign, he would talk about bureaucracy and taking the power back to the people, local authorities, states' rights, issues like that, because Americans hate the federal government. I'm sorry, that's an overstatement. But the fact is, they do feel like our faceless bureaucrats in Washington have usurped a great deal of the power that their local authorities traditionally and typically have had.
Yeah, the suffocating pillow of regulations is what people don't like. And in the European zone, I mean, they had rules like children under 8 couldn't blow up balloons. They had rules on the powers of vacuum cleaners.
Recycling
tea bags.
That's exactly
that
right.
Actually, that hyper-regulation made people crazy, I think, in England.
And rightly so. And the thing that they did that was over the top and made the difference, they came out and banned electric tea kettles. Every English family has Yes, this is a new rule that has been on the shelf for months.
It's
all the small appliances, and the energy efficiency, a climate issue, right? So they banned toasters of the kind that the English use and the tea kettles. People went crazy.
Tea?
I do think there's a powerful lesson here, and that was, if you look at the original formation of the EU, when it was called the EEC and the Common Market, it was a tranquilizer on the Game of Thrones that Europe had been, and it really was a commercial entity.
It was a free trade zone.
Exactly. And then it morphed. It evolved over time and became sort of a wolf in sheep's clothing. It was a surreptitious political angle, and the politics got more and more to the forefront. And as that happened, something was going to break. It became a triumph of micro-regulation.
Exactly.
And micromanagement.
And lobbyists plying the hallways of the European Commission. Because let's face it, it's also, have we seen an Amazon? Have we seen a Google? Have we seen a Microsoft come out of the EU?
Point.
No, because they're all about harmonization.